direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Hello and welcome back to Blind Bargains. I'm on the floor of CSUN 2019 talking with Steve Landau and Lindsay Yezzolino. Did I get that right?
You did.
From Touch Graphics. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Last time I was here, there was chocolate. Will there be chocolate today?
No.
No.
No
chocolate.
Will not be. I'm sorry.
So sad, but we have exciting things to talk about, including this giant representation of a brain. Is that larger than life size, that brain that I'm looking at right now?
It is, actually. It's actually twice the size of the average human brain.
Well, tell us basically what this thing is. It's a brain shaped thing that is on a pedestal, and I know it talks, but
yes.
tell us what this brain does.
So we developed this brain for a medical museum and it's an exhibit, and what happens is you can go up to it and reach out and touch it, and it will speak. So it will tell you what it is that you're touching. And then if you decide you want to explore it a bit more, it will tell you what region you're touching. And then if you keep touching the same place, it will tell you how it works. It tells you what it does, gives you more information about it.
So can we hear it talk? I'm going to reach out with my microphone.
Talking tactile brain. Touch the model now to begin, or don't touch it and wait for instructions.
So I'm touching on the side of the It's hard to touch and use the microphone at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll touch while you hold the mic.
Awesome.
So I'm going to now start touching some of the zones, and you'll be able to hear what it says in response. And
awesome.
Keep in mind that it's programmed so that the first time I touch it, it just says the name of that region. But if I touch again on that same part, it will give me a description of the thing that I've touched. So I'm going to start by just touching the frontal lobe, which is the part right under your forehead, and we're going to see what happens.
Talking tactile brain. Touch the model now to begin, or don't touch it and wait for instructions.
Okay, I'm going to touch it.
Frontal lobe.
So it said frontal lobe, and I push again.
Located in the cerebral cortex, at the front of your brain, the frontal lobe controls your consciousness, judgment, emotional responses, and expressive language, how you choose and associate words.
Okay, so now I can try something else. I'm going to try touching some of these small parts over here.
Amygdala.
Amygdala.
Part of the limbic system. The amygdala is located at the end of the hippocampus. It is responsible for memory of your emotions, especially fear.
So it gives you a little description of where the amygdala is. It's at the end of the hippocampus, and it also tells you a little bit about its function. So by exploring a model like this, you can learn a lot about the anatomy of the brain and about how it works and how it helps us to understand the world. And this is a brain model that's developed for the National Museum of Health and Medicine, and it's part of an exhibit about traumatic brain injury, where we're trying to explain to the visitors at the museum what happens when you get a brain injury, and this is part of that that exhibit.
I noticed that she has the same voice that Siri does. Is there a reason for that?
So we're still developing right now the audio, exactly what the text is going to say once it gets to the museum. Once we have the script finalized, we're actually going to have a real person, a real voice talent read all of that.
Gotcha. So right now you have the device doing the generating speech,
right,
but you're okay.
It's a placeholder for now, and then we're gonna add human speech.
So you don't have this installed. Is that museum in Washington or where is it?
It's in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay, outside Washington. But so you haven't installed it yet. When is that gonna go live?
It will be installed in a month's time.
Okay.
So this is the CSUN is the big sort of first unveiling of the model. We're showing it to people for the first time here and getting some feedback, seeing if there's things that need to be improved. That's one of One of the things that we do every year at CSUN is we carry out research, because this is a really convenient place to get a lot of really vocal users to come through and give us their impressions and show us exactly how they choose to use it, so we can see a big variety of people. And you know, that's one of the great benefits of doing a conference like this.
Sure. How many different brain parts can it identify?
There's 17 different zones on the model. So some of them are very tiny, and it's very hard to find them because they're so deep into the brain. Like there's one called the fornix, which you have to like, it's teeny tiny. It looks like a little wishbone. And you can find it, but you sort of have to really poke.
It's kind of like Where's Waldo of the brain.
Nice. Yes.
You have to keep looking, but
there's the fornix. Touch the model now to begin, or don't touch it and wait for instructions. Instructions. This model fornix.
Oh, there it is. Very good. Yay, Steve. Good job.
A bundle of nerve fibers in your brain. The fornix is part of the limbic system. While its exact function and importance are not known, it has been demonstrated in humans that surgically cutting the fornix can cause memory loss.
Okay, so don't cut your
fornix.
Don't
do it.
Don't even
we all agree on that.
Yes, keep the fornix intact.
Yes.
So have you gotten any feedback so far that is helpful?
Well, people are liking it for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're like, how can we get one?
And we're they all want it.
But no doctor stopped by and said, no, you have the kneecap in the wrong place.
Well, one guy said
yeah,
he learned
so
much.
If we had the kneecap.
That's why I gave that example, because it was ridiculous.
One guy said that he was ready to operate on me.
Oh, no. Yeah. You better see his license before you do that.
No, he had no medical training whatsoever. Awesome. But after studying the model, he felt pretty ready.
It's kind of cool, though, because like my background, I used to work in neuroscience and cognitive neuroscience, and I took neuroscience classes and worked in labs for a bunch of years for a while. And even after that, I mean, in the past few days, just looking at this model, I've gotten to learn things about the brain that I didn't know.
And I think it helps that it's so large, because you can easily identify the parts.
That's true. Especially
the parts inside that might be a little otherwise would have been. We actually, our first prototype was a lot smaller than this.
Right. It was human sized. And then we decided that it was just too tiny. So that's one of the things you do when you're doing tactile design, is you have to, sometimes exaggerate things or simplify things or generalize in ways that make it legible. Because it's not the same as visual reading. It's a different process, but it can be very rich and very fun.
So is anything else coming from Touch Graphics that we should know about?
Well, this one doesn't talk, so it's not going to be great for your podcast, but we're really focused on how we can improve the quality of tactile graphics, because we believe that tactile perception is very powerful, and the fingers are able to distinguish between very tiny differences in texture and size and shape. But in the past, I think that tactile graphics has been disappointing for many people, because there has been no really excellent production methods that can reliably produce consistent results for a low cost. But now, the new technology called UV printing, UV stands for ultraviolet, it's a new way of printing that uses light, ultraviolet spectrum light, to cure ink. And it can, by using that process, we can produce tactile graphics that are much more precise, sharp, and repeatable than ever before. So we have a bunch of subway cars that we've brought as an example of this new process, and we're giving these out to a lot of people. So we're almost sold out by now, because everyone wants them.
They're leaving the station.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we're really everything we do is about tactile perception. Even to the point that we have a collection of tactile toilets.
Yes.
Let's talk about the tactile toilets.
Yes.
Here we go. We're going around the table. We're going to see the tactile toilets.
We have a bunch of models of bathrooms, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. That's very tactile. Yep. Yes, it is.
Very tactile.
And these are urinals.
Oh, my God.
But do you
Short
see there's
ones,
a little
tall
button?
Ones, there's you a button. Oh, my God.
So each thing has a different, has a little button.
That is a mighty flower. All right, let's try the toilet one. Oh, this is a big urinal.
That's the sink.
A sink, right, okay. Nice.
Now you have to try the hand dryer.
Oh, okay, here we go. Here's the hand dryer. Whoa.
But now the best one is the mirror. Try the mirror.
Okay, the mirror. Very nice.
So there you have it.
I have one more. That's the other urinal. Same thing.
This is the men's room, obviously.
Awesome. Very nice. Well, it's good that you are going all the way from brains to toilets here at Test
Graphic. Yep, brains, trains, and drains.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Well, we've been saying brains and trains for a while because actually that was... Yeah, we knew nice. that was going to be a theme.
That is a thing.
But then the toilet, we were like, how do the toilets fit in? And then Ed Summers, who was very clever, came up to us and said, brains, trains, and drains. So it kind of stuck.
All right, let's bring this podcast into the station by having you tell us where people can find out about Touch Graphics.
Well, they can look at our website, which is just touchgraphics.com, or they can... send us an email at info@touchgraphics.com.
Sounds good. And the audible toilets will be on their way to you very soon. So, Steve and Lindsay, thank you so much, as usual, for giving us something fun to look at and touch at CSUN.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.